And then there's a couple captain's picks. So.
Why don't you give me a live microphone and fight fair?
Get in here, Ryder.
Come on. Come on.
He's taking a break from his 21st mock draft.
Wow. I'll have you know I've only done one this year.
Oh, come on.
One. I've only done one. I want to see what the other boneheads in America are doing before these drafts start ramping up. Some of you fools out there, Todd Gurley with the 5th overall pick. What are you doing?
This is just for fun, though.
What I only caught half of it. What are you guys beating me up for now?
I'm not.
I said there was no pro wrestling, and you guys says yes, there is. And
yes,
I said, well,
there is.
I guess there was a big event over the weekend, and I just came across. I didn't follow it.
Did you not see what Brock Lesnar did to Randy Orton's head?
I did not.
It's right in CBS Sports here.
We don't want to take the luster off your show.
No, please don't.
SummerSlam 2016, right?
Yeah, it was the 20. Nah, I better be careful because the other WWE fans out there will probably call up and beat me up on this. The 29th year for SummerSlam.
Hmm.
It's a huge event. It's a huge event. And it was. I know this is going to come off as foreign language to the both of you, but I wasn't impressed. I consider myself a big professional wrestling fan, and me and a couple of people took it in last night in my living room, and we looked at each other whenever the camera went black, and we were like, nah, didn't do it for us.
Mm.
So,
are you maturing?
I don't know. After the camera went black, I was like, what
Scott,
do we do now?
And
we
Scott, all, we think all, about what you just said.
We all looked at each other, then opened our laptops and did mock drafts last night.
That's a walk-off.
See you later, buddy.
3:33. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Don't forget, we've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to give away, and we'll do that before 4 o'clock here today. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson when we return. Fresh off Co-Media Day for the Co-Hawks and their brand-new coach, and we'll talk about that and more when we return after this here on KGYM.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe it's your only option. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Named the best in the industry, and it's just $14.99 per month. Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplisafe.com/Jones today for an exclusive 10% offer. And get a free keychain remote worth $25 only at simplisafe.com/Jones.
Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize during week one at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Use code DRIVE at DraftKings.com now and play free with your first deposit. That's DRIVE to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for O'Reilly Universal or DexCool Premix Coolant on sale now for $8.99 a gallon. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Universal or DexCool Premix Coolant for $8.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know, Dalek, sometimes it helps to have an expert opinion.
Like for sports analysis, you want to listen to a guy who actually played professional sports.
Or a respected sports journalist.
Sure, if we're talking $500 haircuts, I think you'd have a lot to say.
It was $400.
But if you're looking for a great set of tires...
Trust Goodyear. From fire trucks to race cars, Goodyear tires offer superior performance and handling.
And everything they learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what they roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire and store for you.
Goodyear. More driven.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, KGYM.
Back at 3:36 here on the Monday edition of the gym class, KGYM, as we will return to Twins baseball coming up tomorrow night. Back home finally, Mark. Twins doesn't get any easier. I believe the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit at home and then Cleveland on the road this weekend.
Yeesh.
Oh, joy.
No, Toronto, then Cleveland.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, okay. I just did the schedule. All Detroit, right. Toronto, Cleveland. Don't forget about the Blue Jays
Beautiful.
Who are in the fight right there. And Speaking of the Twins, another Twin fan joining us right now here on a Monday edition of the program, Mr. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow him at thegazette.com and on Twitter as well. And just got done with Co-Football Media Day. How are the Cohawks, Jeff?
They're good, but let me tell Duker, first of all, we can't beat the Royals, but we own the Indians, so it's all going to be good this week.
Well, that's true. Yeah, good point.
I don't know why they played well against Cleveland, but that's probably the only team they have this season, so that's good.
Ours is not to question why. You just do it, right?
As far as Co., it's good, you know, kind of a little bit of a transition year with a new coach, and but they're excited, you know. They think they'll be strong on both offensive and defensive lines, and I think in football that's probably where you want to start. So I think they feel like they're going to be better than last year's 4-6 for sure.
Speaking of transition, you're going to be involved in some. Perhaps you already are. Scott Docterman, your colleague, announcing he's going to the land of 10. I think it's at the end of the month, but that's resulted in some changes for you and I guess perhaps others on the staff. So talk about the reshuffle for a minute.
Yeah. Just he's got a good opportunity there with the land of 10, and he's going to do a good job there for them. And I think Jeremiah Davis is kind of going to slide in and help out with the Iowa coverage. You know, Mark and Mike do a great job with that, obviously. So, and then me, I guess I'm going to help kind of take over some of the UNI duties here on top of the other stuff. So it's good. It'll be interesting.
23-hour days for Jeff Johnson. Because you'll have UNI football. You'll have the Colonels hopefully in the playoffs. Rough Riders will be starting up, and high school football. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, and Cohen Cornell.
And Cohen Cornell.
That's right.
Now, is KJ going to help you with Cohen Cornell, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's going out to Cornell Media Day on Wednesday morning. They have theirs, I think, about 9:30 Wednesday morning, so make sure you tune in or read what he's got coming out of Mount Vernon. You know, Coach Brodigan's done a nice job of kind of rebuilding that program out there at that other school, right, Mark Dukes?
Exactly. I respect the Rams, except for one day out of the year.
Hi, Dick Simmons. We love the Rams. We love the Rams.
JJ, let's talk Colonels. Cedar Rapids seems to be, maybe not comfortably, but in pretty good position for a second-half playoff berth. Three games up on Burlington, four on Wisconsin, five on Quad Cities. Quad Cities comes into town tonight to start a series. What's your observation on the Colonels and you think they'll make the playoffs?
Well, we lost Jeff completely. We'll give him a call back.
I think every time I ask a question of someone, that happens. But
maybe it was Dick Simmons that cut him from Mount Vernon at Cornell College. We'll get Jeff back.
Anyway, 6:35 first pitch at Perfect Game Field, Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight, Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids. As we wind down the Midwest League season.
Yeah, we're getting down to it. The last Thirsty Thursday comes up on Thursday night. If you're going to the football game, we encourage you to take your radio with you and listen along to John and I. Secondly, it's going to be one of those nights where there's a Colonel game and a high school football game. So make sure that
not unusual.
You plan accordingly.
Every fall, unusual.
No, not unusual. We've been through this drill before. Just plan accordingly. It'll be... Parking will be at a premium, even though there is a lot of parking out there on that particular evening. So there you go. That's our public service announcement for you here today. I think we got Jeff back and ready to go here. So, JJ, you back?
Yeah, I'm on one of those old-fashioned landlines, so I think this will work a lot better.
Oh, cool. Excellent. We love when that happens.
Started to ask you about the Colonels, JJ, as we wind down the second half coming off a pivotal series against Burlington, now another pivotal one against Quad Cities, but Cedar Rapids seems to be playing well enough to maintain that 3 or 4 game cushion to make a second half playoff berth. What are your thoughts on the Colonels?
Yeah, I think they're in pretty good shape, but of course, I mean, you still have 2 weeks to go, and anything can happen. And you know, the first half they were kind of in the same position, and kind of let it get away from themselves. So, but I like, you know, I like the way the team's playing right now. And, you know, they won two out of three, a real big series against Burlington there. That was huge. And Quad Cities is here for four, and that's a team that is right behind Cedar Rapids, but I think has had a lot of guys recently promoted. So I think Cedar Rapids is probably catching them at the right time.
Yeah, every minor league season you're going to see movement. Has there been more movement, roster changes this year for the Colonels? Or is it just seems like it?
I got to count up exactly. I know it's over 50 or right over 50 total guys have been here this season. And that's been by far in the 4 years that the Twins have been the affiliate or they've been the parent team. That's been the most players. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Obviously, injuries play a part, and not only in the club here, but at the other levels and at the major league level. And the major league level has struggled, so, you know, they've shuttled in and out, you know, a lot of different players too. So I think that's had a lot to do with it. And, you know, give credit to the boys that whoever's been in here, they've really, you know, played pretty well as a team. And the coaching staff has done a great job of, you know, kind of, you know, kind of putting everything on the fly here when you get a whole new team. It seems like every 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, they've done a great job developing these kids and been able to win, I think, what are they, 11 games over 500 overall. So that's pretty outstanding considering everything.
I'll ask you this. APC, I think last week, talked with one of the Twins beat writers, and I know Todd asked him, do you think it's going to be status quo, or is there going to be changes afoot as far as the parent club and maybe a trickle-down? And he said there's going to be changes up and down the line. It's not going to be the same old with the Twins. I guess, does that surprise you a little bit? And we could see some of those changes maybe trickle down to, all the way to Cedar Rapids here.
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me. I think something has to change. And, you know, as Terry Ryan's a tremendous person, not just a great baseball man, a great guy as well. And but, you know, when you don't win, you're not going to have a job, unfortunately. And, you know, they're going to go out of house to hire a new general manager. And he's going to be the guy that's calling all the shots as far, you know, and hiring the people that he wants to work for him. So I think change certainly at the minor league level here is going to be inevitable. That being said, I think it would be disappointing not to keep some of the guys like a Jake Maurer, for instance, who has proven time and time again that he's tremendous at developing players and moving them on to the next level and molding and building successful teams on top of that. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that maybe I would worry about the most is losing, potentially losing guys and young guys, I guess, in his case, that really are outstanding baseball people.
One nugget I really enjoyed, JJ, in terms of the Gazette and Gazette Online, I think you're responsible for it, is how the Iowans are doing in professional baseball. And Scott Schebler today, 3 hits and 4 at-bats for the Reds in a big loss to the Dodgers. But there's also the minor leaguers and guys we saw at the University of Iowa and elsewhere. Two guys I want to ask you about, Matt Dermody. He seems to be on the verge of a big league call-up, maybe not. But and then Joel Booker, who I really liked this last season for the Hawks, he's setting it afire.
Yeah. You know, he, Booker leads the half-season minor leagues in stolen bases, 33, I believe it is. And, you know, he's hit the ball at a 300 clip, you know, started in the complex leagues there, the Arizona League, and got moved up to Great Falls in the Pioneer League. And, you know, just 22 years old, so he's still young there. And, you know, really had a great season for Iowa and has carried that over into the professional game without a doubt. And Scotty's got to be pretty happy. He might have a diamond in the rough there for a 22nd round draft pick, no doubt.
So, they'll mess it up.
And Matt Dermody is a guy who's really just kind of come out of nowhere, quite frankly. I think he's like 26. He's been in the Blue Jay system for
four or five years, I want to say. And, you know, has posted, you know, iffy numbers maybe at best. But, you know, he moved from starter to reliever, and he's been at, I believe, three different levels this season, high A, double A, and now triple A, and getting people out at every level. And I don't think he's on their 40-man roster, but when you post the numbers that he's posted, they're going to find room to put you on the 40-man roster. And like you said, Mark, he's just at triple A. I mean, you're literally just one call away from getting a chance to pitch in the big leagues.
I know you probably haven't dove too much into the UNI aspect of things anyway, but you know a lot of, you've seen a lot of those guys, like I have, come up through the ranks and play football, etc., play some basketball. And, you know, when they get to UNI, they got a little chip on their shoulder a little bit that they were kind of overlooked by some of the bigger schools. Not necessarily in the state, some in the state, but some of them out of state as well. But that's what makes UNI fun to cover and just to keep tabs on all the athletes that have been through here.
Oh, 100%. And you look at that basketball team in particular, you know, how many kids, Scott, did UNI have regular contact with and were, you know, we've been able to get to know? And they're good people, like your Bohannons and your Morgans and your Lowhouses and people like that. So that's going to be fun to be able to catch back up with them, you know, at the collegiate level here. And, you know, even a kid like Jalen Reima, I'm hearing that, you know, he's going to see the field right away for the football team. And it'll be really interesting to see how Grandpa handles that if he's you know, playing a little wide receiver or running kicks back and maybe runs one all the way back. It'd be kind of interesting to hear how Grandpa Gary handles that.
That first call is going to be exceptional when he scores a touchdown. But why not? Hey, it's your grandson, right?
Gary's the owner of a professional basketball championship.
That's right.
His Court Kings won a title over the weekend.
Is that right?
They did indeed. Yeah.
Can't beat that. He's 1-0 so far as an owner. Things are going well for the Reimas.
How about Metro football this year, JJ? What are you looking for there?
Oh, boy. I think Washington will be really good. I think they'll have one of the best offensive lines probably in 4A. And I think they'll find enough skill guys to be able to move the ball both in the air and on the ground. I think Kennedy will be pretty good. Questions there probably on the offensive line. Lost a lot of guys there, so going to have to rebuild up there, but a lot of talent there. I think Xavier's going to be really, really good. In 3A, when you look at, what three-year starting quarterback in Bryce Schulte and Malachi Wilson, who's probably going to be one of the better running backs in 3A, I think Jefferson's going to be pretty good as well. Again, a team that that should be pretty strong up front and looking to fill in a lot of different, you know, replace a lot of skill guys. I think Lindmar is going to be better than most people probably think. You know, big senior class. Reese Phillips at quarterback is a fine player. And, you know, Marion, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm over there with the new coach and Tim Lovell. And I look for them to have that nasty losing streak come to an end. And, you know, Prairie in year two with Coach Mark Bliss over there and that unique offense, single wing offense that they employ. I mean, they're going to be tough to defend for anybody. And now that he's in his second year, he's been able to you know, certainly the kids are more used to it, and he can probably add a few things on top of it. So I think it's going to be a good year. Did I miss anybody on that?
No.
In the Metro.
Trying to go
Cedar Valley there. Christian, of course, not fielding a team this year.
No, right? They will not be fielding a team with some numbers situations this year. Regina's looking to win six in a row. West Branch is going to be tough. 1A has got some really good football teams. 3A, they've got some really good football teams up and down the line as well. It's just a I think it's going to be a pretty banner year. Very good individuals in the eastern half of the state too. Probably led by the guy there has everybody knocking on his door in Oliver Martin right now.
Yeah, boy, you talk about a kid that really improved his stock with you know, one or two camp performances there. He's it. He started since he was a freshman down there. So Really interested to see how Wes will do when you have a great playmaker like that. I think City High is going to be really good, Scott.
I do too.
Have a quarterback who Whelan, who didn't play last year because of injury. He's back. Dan Sabers is a tremendous coach. As you mentioned, Regina, just unbelievable what it's been able to do. And West Branch, you know, coach another coach Peterson there with Luke Lennox. And hey, let's tee it up. I mean, we got Xavier and Regina right away. A lot of good first week games. So let's tee it up and go, huh?
Yeah, and not forget Mount Vernon too.
Exactly. And Mount Vernon, you know, Tristan Wirfs, who's going to Iowa, who's apparently up over 300 pounds now, and Drew Adams, who had an unbelievable season as a sophomore starting quarterback. So they play Solon right away in that annual grudge match. So, like I said, a lot of great, really good games to start out, you know, week one. It is week one, right?
Week one, yes. We got by week zero. And it'll be week one coming up. And then the Rough Riders will get started. So they got finalizing their roster and everything for Mark Carlson.
Yeah, camp starts September 1st, whenever that is. I assume that's on a Monday. But, yeah, I mean, the kids that are in high school here, obviously they're already in town getting ready for first day of classes tomorrow.
Yeah, so you got everything going on the docket. So, man.
Fun time of year, isn't it?
It is a fun time of the year. We don't know what day of the week it is, but we'll get it all straightened out. But
that's right.
All right. Good stuff. Follow it at thegazette.com. We'll probably see you Thursday night, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Johnson joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow his stuff at thegazette.com. All right. We are going to take a break, come back, wrap things up on the Monday edition of the show. We've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away right now, which includes a 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag as well, including, I believe, a KGYM, one of those world-famous pint glasses to enjoy your Dr. Pepper in. So we will take, we'll go caller lucky number 7 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You will get a Dr. Pepper prize pack, and we'll find out who the recipient of that is when we come back.
This is KGYM's Alex Kuhn. Friday afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the LeJames International College tailgate tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. I'll be coming to you live from City High before their matchup with Linmar. I'll be talking with coaches and getting ready for the action. The LeJames International College tailgate tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. Friday afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Look at this one I caught. That fishing trip was awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone.
I'm telling you, buddy, come work for Mediacom like me and you can afford fishing trips. A motorcycle, all that stuff.
My job's okay.
Right. You never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom, I meet a lot of people, and I know the harder I work, the more I'll make.
You do make it sound pretty good.
It is good. Mediacomcable.careers, man. Just saying.
Live the life and get the stuff you want. Apply now to be a direct sales representative at Mediacomcable.careers.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
3:55 back with you. We'll get the name of our winner of the Dr. Pepper prize pack coming up for you in just a moment or two. Again, we have a poll question up at KGYMradio.com for you to peruse here today. Deals with payment to Olympic medalists, Mark.
Indeed. Should an athlete who earns money winning an Olympic medal be allowed to retain their college eligibility? Right now, it's 50-50.
That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't mean we have two votes either. We have plenty more than that. It's 50-50.
Mike from Cedar Rapids, by the way, our Dr. Pepper prize pack winner. Thank you, Mike, for listening and calling in. And we will have those for the rest of the week right here on KGYM. And did you watch the any of the closing ceremonies last
night? You
know,
I ducked into it just a couple, three times. And my thoughts were, God, this is relatively poor country. They're spending all this money on.
I'm sure they got a little
ceremony.
Help from the Olympic committee.
Yeah.
Rio did a great job, though. You know what? For all of the worry, for everything that everything was going to happen, you know, we were going to see this and that. For the most part, it went off without a hitch.
I thought it went off better than I expected. There's no reports of Zika that I know of. Zika bites, and I think that was slightly you know, blown out of proportion. I remember watching the interview and during the golf with the guy who built the course, Gil Hans. And he'd been over there 10 years and had never been affected by it. So while it's a very serious thing, I think it was somewhat overblown. There were some robberies, not counting Ryan Lochte's situation.
Nothing but worse than any other Olympic.
No. I mean, it's probably an everyday thing for Rio.
It's a big city.
It is.
It's a big city.
I did think it went off better than I expected.
And great memories. I thought it was a great Olympic. Olympics.
The one thing about it is that either the U.S. is really, really good, especially the women, or other countries. I know Russia didn't send its full delegation, but China was second in medals. 40 behind, something
China,
like that?
China, they were saying in their national media, were disappointed.
Great Britain had a good Olympics for that country.
Absolutely.
But without Russia there, and where's Germany? You know, Germany used to throw out some great,
East German swimmers.
I said the word doping, didn't I?
Yeah. They may or may not have been doping at that point, but you never know. You never know. But I thought it was great.
Good Olympics.
Great memories. Yep. And then, of course, it had to lead into Miley Cyrus on The Voice.
I did catch that.
I did not.
That was
good. As soon as I saw Miley. I have not watched 20 seconds of it. And as soon as Miley Cyrus came on, I'm done. Good night, everybody. Tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. We'll talk Major League Baseball, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Then I will see you.
All right. Spend the Gym Class on KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your